Screams echoed through my head as I watched members of House Sinister being slaughtered via the Rite of Decimation. There were three houses working together to destroy mine: Varaz, Mathen, and Tross, minor players who were obviously looking for their seat at the big table. From my perch on the fourth floor, overlooking the alcove, the battles played out like a macabre scene from a horror film. Blades slashed and parried with such speed that only advanced eyes could track their flowing grace. Blood spilled on all sides as the murderous bastards poured in, pressing inevitably toward the head elder. His death would signal that Sinister had fallen. But that wouldn't end the house. For that to happen, every last member would have to be dispatched. That was Hellion law. As if connected by some cosmic force, Garrick, the head of the guard, looked up, his eyes meeting mine. My teacher since I was a child, he'd always treated me with dignity and respect. Plus, he was a rowdy and foul-mouthed bastard who taught me to drink, swear, and fight dirty. Garrick was the best warrior the house had ever seen. I was nothing but a peon as far as the elders were concerned, but Garrick had seen ability in me, and it was his wish that I would one day rise up the ranks and replace him as the head of the guard. The one thing he'd instilled in me over everything else, though, was that the house came first, period. That sentiment was repeated in his eyes as he stared up at me. Unfortunately, one of the assassins nearest him had followed his gaze and spotted me as well. He pointed, causing a sea of heads to spin and take a mental snapshot of yet another victim to notch their blades. Garrick redoubled his efforts, cutting and stabbing like a man possessed.
"The house must survive!"
he yelled at me as I felt the magic welling up in my hands.
"Remember your oath! Remember your duty!"
If any member of the house remained alive, the house remained alive. No strings could be left uncut. If there were any stragglers, the Rite of Decimation would be considered a failure.
"Run! Now!"
Garrick fell seconds later as multiple blades entered his flesh, taking a part of me with him. As his body sank to the ground, so did my stomach. I'd been punched, kicked, thrown, cut, and even shot over my years training with the guard, but never had I felt such devastation as I'd suffered in that moment. My mentor was dead.
"Stop where you are,"
called out a Hellion who stepped off the stairs at the top of the landing. I turned to face him, feeling a mix of rage and fear. I wasn't afraid of dying, but I was afraid of failing to deliver on Garrick's dying command. He'd spent years putting his faith in me, giving me a chance to become more than just a concubine, like my mother before me. He deserved my best, and I was damn sure going to give it all I had. But fighting the pain was proving tougher than I'd expected. One day I knew I'd be the one to replace him as the head of the guard. He'd told me that on more than one occasion. Sadly, that day had arrived. He'd counted on me through thick and thin. He'd commanded me in the moment of his death, and my oath to put the house before my own desire told me that now was not the time to mourn him. So I shoved down the pain and focused on survival. The assassin stood with sword drawn. He had four goons with him as well. They were from the House of Varaz, which was clear from the red V on each jacket.
"Are you guys in a boy band or something?"
I asked, noting how they even had their hair slicked back the same way.
"Don't move,"
warned the leader, clearly ignoring my jab as his comrades glanced back and forth at one another.
"And don't try any tricks either."
"Or what?"
I replied, lacing my voice with sarcasm while seeking a way to escape. "You'll kill me?"
"That's an inevitability,"
he answered, taking a cautious step in my direction as his goons began to spread out.
"It'll be quick, I promise."
"I'm sure your wife hears that every night,"
I shot back, spotting my exit. The lackeys giggled, but quickly hushed as their leader's enraged eyes peered at them. I'd clearly touched a nerve. Good. Fortunately, I was young, by Hellion standards anyway. The assassins saw me as nothing but a gnat who needed squashing. If they had seen me as something threatening, they would have sent more assassins.
"Kill the little bitch,"
he commanded,